The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant. Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is, welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. We are just outside of Colorado Springs on the way up to Pikes Peak, and I'm joined here with Dan Clapper. He's with Interplay Learning Solutions. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So Dan, we are out on the road. We're going to all kinds of great environments because we're really illustrating the fact that a Daikin inverter heat pump can be installed just about anywhere.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
And, you know, as I talk to more and more contractors and, seeing, how they're getting their technicians prepared as we look to move more towards, all electric homes, looking for people that are looking for more sustainable solutions, training is a big topic that we need to talk about. We need to talk about the skill gap in our industry.
Yeah, 100%. And I hear it too. A lot of it's around the confidence of it. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of techs that, I really don't know that I want to work on heat pumps. I'm not sure how to, right?
So when I first started talking to Interplay, it's probably been about 6 or 7 years ago now, VR was, a lot more of a niche type thing than it is today. It's becoming more and more mainstream. In fact, I've seen people with their VR headsets inside airplanes. I've seen people gaming in airports and doing things with it. But there's probably a couple of contractors that are listening to this right now that may be saying, I'm just not sure that my technicians can fully learn in a VR environment, or that simulation-based training is for me. We need to go into a classroom, or we need to go into a lab. What are you guys finding?
Yeah, it's such an interesting thing. I always say, you really don't know until you try it. Mm. We hear a lot of people that are hesitant, and then once they put on the headset, you see this light bulb and like this big smile. People are like, whoa, this is actually fun. This is a really cool way to learn, right? And almost even more fun than sitting in a classroom.
Yeah, and you can learn at your own pace. Yeah. You don't have to wait for that time to set up. I mean, you can do it after hours. You can do it early in the morning. You can do it when you have a call drop out. I mean, it just gives you that on-demand training experience. But I'm also hearing from a lot of people today really are not learning from video training anymore.
Yeah, I think video training is passive, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's good for probably contextual knowledge. But what's really cool about simulations, it's actually building that muscle memory.
Mm.
It's actually taking you through the steps, and you have to move the multimeter in the right spot, and you have to follow a procedure instead of just passively watching something. You're actually kind of working through it, and retention is through the roof, knowledge retention on that.
So for contractors that maybe are listening to this, obviously, if they are working with the Goodman, Amana, or Daikin brands, we have our whole entire library that we've built and we've made available to the entire industry. What would you suggest for somebody that's maybe hesitant to get involved with simulation-based training? Where should they start?
Yeah, one of our most popular courses, believe it or not, is how to use a multimeter. It's just an entry-level course, but it's a simulation. And you have to learn what the different things on the dial means. Just like you would do in a lab, you take the leads and you put them on each side of the light bulb and you kind of play around. And that's like that first taste of simulation, like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then after you do that, you can work through some of the other simulations we have with Daikin where, we learn the refrigeration cycle. Mm-hmm. And then we learn the units and so on.
So, and they can also, start to get prepared for the NATE certification or
exactly.
Even the EPA certification. So you can take a technician that knows relatively nothing about heating and air conditioning but has a desire to come in and start doing this. But when we talk about bridging that gap and getting into heat pumps, where have you seen successes there?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. What's really fun about simulations we talk about is you can get the repetition.
Hmm.
think about how most people do training, on-the-job training. Well, you're going to have to wait for the day that this one heat pump breaks, and now your senior tech has to take some time and go out to the job site and go through this procedure. And those are like one-off events. Mm. When you have a simulation, now I can go in and I can practice those steps over and over again until I build that confidence. And it just speeds up the process of learning.
Yeah, I think in our fit troubleshooting and in our Amana S troubleshooting simulation we have over 20 different error codes that somebody can actually go through. And then they can go into challenge mode and they have no idea what the error code is and they have to troubleshoot it just like being in the field.
Yeah, so the way we set up simulations is kind of like a walk, jog, run. The first time you go through it, we're highlighting orange the places you have to click and how you go through it, because we want them to learn the process first. But in that challenge mode, we take away those orange highlights. You have to slowly learn the steps by step and steps by themselves. And when we present this, even the senior techs get excited about it. People that have been in the field 15, 20 years are like, whoa, this is pretty cool. And they learn a couple extra steps that maybe they skipped previously.
So I think a lot of people think, okay, this may be great for that younger generation, but how have you seen adoption with maybe the older technicians in the industry?
Yeah, it's always hesitant at first, right? I mean, the senior techs are resistant to change. My dad is too. I mean, that's just what it is, right? But it's always, once they start getting into it, they get excited about it. And what else, they realize that this becomes a teaching tool. Instead of them trying to teach the newer techs every little thing, they'll go through the simulations, and now that they understand what it is, they can tell the newer techs, hey, go through this simulation and learn these processes, and then next time when we come on the job, we're gonna verify that knowledge.
That's great. So we just released a brand new simulation within our library.
Yeah.
We're super excited about this. It is our commercial rooftop simulation. And so it basically taking the old rooftop off of the roof and installing a brand new rooftop in its place.
Yeah, I just took that simulation last night. It's so awesome. And what I really love about simulations too is we build in the step-by-step process that a lot of people skip. The first couple steps are going through your PPE, making sure you have your safety glasses and your gloves and all of the things that, you know, we have to teach it right the first time, because
absolutely,
because that builds the habit, builds that repetition, builds that knowledge. So yeah, there's three groups, you know, taking the rooftop off, putting a new one on, and then commissioning it. I love the way that we built that course.
And the cool thing is, I mean, a rooftop unit is really hard to move around and take to somebody's shop and say, hey, we're going to do a rooftop course today. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it's death by PowerPoint. You know, you've got the PowerPoint up and somebody's trying to show all kinds of different pictures. But this gives an opportunity for that hands-on learning. And to your point, I love the fact of having somebody do the install 10 times first in VR before they ever go out into the field. It builds the confidence, it builds the efficiency so that they can get it done quicker, and it makes sure that you have fewer callbacks when the system's installed.
100%. And it really shrinks that on-the-job training time too, because they've built up that muscle memory. They know what step is next when they're on the job with the senior tech, and they're ready to, they can pull out the next tool because they know, oh, the next step is we do this and we do this. And it just becomes a really great experience to build that confidence.
So, you know, for contractors that are out there, if they wanted to, you know, experience our simulation training, they go to the HVAC Learning Campus and they would go to the on-demand simulation-based training that we have. They can create an account. Like I said, there's no cost there. But after they've exhausted kind of our library that we've put together, tell us a little bit more about, you know, what's included if they were to go into the whole entire Interplay library in that application.
Yeah, I mean, we are somewhere upwards of 400 to 500 courses now. And we have everything from HVAC to plumbing to electrical. So if you're one of those shops that have all the different trades, that's really that next step after HVAC Learning Campus is you get that full breadth of content.
And the cool thing is the last number I saw, we were well over 20,000 users on the platform. We were doing a debrief with Enterplay not too long ago, and they actually said our group of customers was the most engaged as far as course completions out of any other group of contractors that you had on the platform. So, you know, I'm seeing more and more participation. We're seeing a lot of adoption of this tool. We're seeing contractors build up their own little VR training spaces within their shops and having the techs come in and utilize that. It's great to just see how technology is evolving to equip that next generation to putting in, fully inverterized Daikin heat pumps and making sure that they're working right for the homeowner.
Yeah, I love that. And we call it just a different learning modality, and it builds that excitement. Still, classroom time is important. Still, on the job training is important. But when you layer this type of training in, it just builds that excitement and energy. And we're seeing it with a lot of Daikin contractors right now.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for coming out on being on the podcast again. I know that we'll see you in future episodes.
Sure.
I really appreciate you coming out here.
Thank you.
For all of you that are out there, if you liked this episode, please go ahead, hit that like button. Also, make sure that you are following us if you're on YouTube, or subscribe to us if you're on one of our podcast channels. And, you know, for all of you that are listening to these different types, you know, reach out to our different presenters that come out here and pick their brain. Learn how you can utilize these tools more. Until next time.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant.
Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is,